Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, little Atlanta Rhythm Section ARS, bringing us back with what I think is the small business anthem. Even when you've got it tough and you've had enough, you still got to try. It's my website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. I want to talk about the results of a poll that we took recently about banks. And I did not see this coming. I got to tell you, in our most recent poll, we asked our audience, our online audience, if who you have your primary banking relationship with. And I was surprised to see that over 60% of our respondents said that they chose the option of a national or large regional bank as their financial organization. More than a third, about 35%, said independent community bank, and 5% said credit union. And I have to say, I guess here we are in 2012, after what happened in 2008 and then 9 and 10 with the big banks and everything, I guess I'm kind of surprised about this, because as you know, for more than two decades, I've been advising small business owners that not only should one of their banking relationships be with an independent community bank, locally owned, locally managed, but it should be with their primary bank, the one that has the deposit account and is their go-to bank for a business loan. When you absolutely positively have to have a loan, that this is the bank that you count on. Blasingame's second law of small business states it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. All you have to do is say small business, and the undercapitalized is understood. And this truth is why small businesses, in my opinion, need a banking relationship that's heavy on the relationship part, with a bank that has as one of its founding principles to serve small businesses in the community, including making local loan decisions by humans, not by computers. Now, I don't have anything against big banks. I never said there was anything wrong with big banks. In fact, I recommend that you have a second relationship with a larger bank than your community bank. I definitely think you should be doing business with the big banks. One of the reasons is because if your business grows to the point where you have multi-million dollars in annual revenue, you could outgrow your beloved community bank. And this happens. I've seen this happen many times. I've seen companies who were founded with the help of an independent bank. They grew their business 10, 20 years. They worked with this independent bank and it couldn't have done without them. They were joined at the hip, you know, that kind of thing. But eventually the business grew to the point where their loan requirements required more than their independent bank. They literally just outgrew them. And so they had to go find a bigger bank to do at least some of their business with. And that's why I think if that could happen to you, you definitely should develop a relationship with a larger bank. Find one. Do it. But my advice to maintain a relationship with a locally owned and governed community bank turned into a prophecy in 2008. If you remember, that's when national banks, the national chains and the large regionals, got caught up in the financial crisis. Most independent banks didn't. The ones who got, for whatever reason, got heavy into the real estate, they did have a problem. But most, the vast majority of independent banks were pretty much unscathed by the financial crisis. And that means that they were always available to you. When the big banks were not available to you because of what happened in 2008, they literally abandoned small businesses. The big banks did. Now, they didn't do this to be mean. I'm not saying that. They did it because they had to survive. It was a survival thing for them. I understand it. But while all that was going on, my independent community bank, your independent community bank for the most part, was always ready and available to help you. They did not go away. Big banks are trying hard these days to recover the ground they've lost. I've talked to them about this for the past 3 years. And so maybe this response I got, maybe it means that their plan is working. And that's fine. I wish them all the best. Also, another reason why, though, I think that maybe the numbers have been skewed toward the big banks, loan demand by small businesses are still very low. So the computer-generated credit scoring method of loan evaluation practiced by the big banks isn't yet putting pressure on these relationships. I think it will one day. Nevertheless, my final advice to you folks is that I believe that regardless of any other banking relationship, a small business should have an active relationship with an independent community bank, if for no other reason than for your own survival. I'm going to take a quick break. 29 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasting. Right back after these messages, stay with me. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.